Time to find you a job. U.S. Staffing.
Back in full force.
Back in full force this weekend. How are you, Greg? How's your weekend?
Good.
Yeah.
Survived.
It was a beautiful weekend.
It was.
Friday night. Other than that, is
lovely.
Did it rain Friday night?
Yes.
Like it. It did. Okay.
Very briefly.
All right.
At least where I live, it did.
Well. Okay. I don't live that far from you, so I'm sure it probably.
Right.
Sprinkled over there too.
Well, Greg, I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but Saturday.
I'm thinking he's not.
Was National Kitchen Klutzes of America Day.
You knew this, Greg.
Yeah. That one slipped me.
That one slipped me.
Wasn't on his calendar.
All right. Well, so put it on your calendar for next year. It's June 13th, 2021. I expect you celebrating National Kitchen Klutzes of America Day. But in honor,
I would fit in there quite well.
I know that's what made me.
I can make toast. Does that count?
There you go.
Klutz. Well, I mean, I can.
That's about my culinary.
That's great. So we thought that we would start, in honor of National Kitchen Klutzes Day, we thought we would start with a story that, it's a humanitarian story that didn't quite turn out the way she planned. So this is
a story of klutzism.
Yes, klutzism. Absolutely. So this happened to a coworker of mine, actually, when I lived in Benton Harbor, and she was on her commute into work, and...
So this is not even a made-up story.
It's not a made-up story. I laughed for about 4 days after she told me this story.
I'm laughing now.
Because I know her. She's a very humanitarian person. So she's on her commute to work, and she saw a squirrel in the road injured but still alive. So she's like, if it stays there, it's going to get run over. Let me try to help it. So she stopped, and she got out to try and help it to the side of the road. But when she bent down, the squirrel just sank its teeth into her thumb.
Bless her heart.
Yes, it is a bless your heart moment. The only way she could get off is to violently shake her hand. And then once it was off, she decided to football style punt it to the side of the road so no one would run it over. So
I thought you were going to be like, it ran to the other lane and got run over at that point.
No, she punted it to the side of the road. So once it was off, once she got there and she decided to leave the scene, she left there with a bleeding thumb and what it looked like to bystanders was an assault on an injured squirrel.
If that would have been recorded today.
Oh, my gosh.
It would have went viral and she would have had
she
an
told me,
for her crime.
She told me that story. I thought, Jess, what are you thinking? It could be rabid for all you know. It's unbelievable.
I can neither confirm nor deny that I have a story similar to that. Might involve cats, but I won't go there.
Oh, wow. Poor Lucy.
But somewhat similarly, things do not turn out as planned oftentimes when people are not deliberate about their professional development. How about that for a transition, Greg?
Hey, I thought she was going to get hit by the car and not the squirrel.
The squirrel.
And the squirrel.
That would have been better.
So we're going to talk about professional development today. In fact, today we're discussing an article from the Kellogg Institute titled How to Take Charge of Your Own Professional Development. It was published back in January of 2019, and the article was written by 5 different profs over at Northwestern. Did you have any of these folks when you were there?
I did. Yeah. Gary Kramer.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. And they discussed how you need to be proactive with your own professional development, not just let it happen. I think the word is deliberate here that we're talking
about. That's absolutely right. And, advancing in your career is typically not something that just happens, right? So you have to be thoughtful about, where you're at in your company and what you want to do throughout your career. And this does not just apply to the lower level employees. This actually is everybody from the CEO all the way down to the shop work floor.
Top to bottom, right? Yeah. So advancing in a career rarely happens without a strategy to do so. Mm-hmm. So the first suggestion that the authors give in this article is about how to build influence in an organization. So having power, we call it influence as well, having power in the workplace is not about lording over people and having them to do your will.
Go do my bidding.
Yes, that's right, like the Darth Vader approach.
Sometimes it doesn't feel like that, does it?
You know, it's interesting. I think if you back up the clock 30 years ago, that was probably true. Maybe even 20 years ago. But like for sure, like when I started working, it was lorded over you. So a lot different today. It's more today. It's more about having influence and building a network of support in the organization. In fact, Ben, this is the type of power that falls into the category of personal power instead of positional power.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so it's the mm-hmm. personal power that you have to influence and build a network and that sort of thing.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, one way they suggest to do this is by learning the organizational culture, which seems obvious, but then also learn how to advertise yourself in that in ways that agree with that culture. So mm-hmm. the second suggestion they have is learn to negotiate. And they discuss yep. both understanding what the other side needs as well as what you want to get out of the negotiation.
Yeah. You know, and one of the specific suggestions is here is to make the first offer. So I think it's fun. If you ever watch American Pickers,
mm-hmm.
okay, mm-hmm. that's exactly what happens. You make the first offer.
Always.
And then you can negotiate from there. And they call anchoring. Mm-hmm. That's what it's called. All right, so the next topic discussed by the authors is to learn to be a mentor. You learn by being a mentor.
Yes.
So it's a great way to be seen as a senior expert in the organization without the stigma of that authoritarian positional power.
Lording over people.
That's right. Darth Vader style.
That's right. Well, you know, being a mentor is one tool that is often overlooked when it comes to development, but it can be a great way to expand your knowledge of the company norms as well as the culture.
Mm-hmm.
The fourth concept discussed in the article is when you have climbed to the top of the corporate ladder, what's next? You know, oftentimes leaders get to the...
the ledge, I guess. You go right to the ledge and go to the next thing. I don't know.
If there's a ledge, go back down. That's right. Well, oftentimes leaders get to the top of their career and they decide that it's time for, you know, what they call a second act.
A second act, you know, mm-hmm. and I've done this a couple of times in my mm-hmm. career, in fact.
Yeah,
I started in the automotive engineering side and manufacturing side of things.
Yeah.
And then I went into education and now back, they wouldn't have me, I guess, in education. So now I'm back in the for-profit world. So
what is he doing here?
He got kicked out. So back in the for-profit world, working with U.S. staffing mm-hmm. and using those experiences for business development.
Yeah.
So, all right, the final discussion point is all about making yourself a better leader. And one great way to do that is to practice self-reflection. This is a soft skill, actually. Self-reflection.
Yes, it is. Yeah, and this is actually what I had Harry Kramer for in Northwestern.
Oh, okay.
So, this is a critical tool for all leaders to learn. This helps you avoid major disasters in and for the organization, as well as holding yourself accountable to commitments.
So, just like looking in the mirror.
It is absolutely looking in the mirror.
And sometimes it ain't so pretty.
Looking into the soul of your eyes. Yes, absolutely. So from learning the organization culture to planning and executing a second act, we all need to be prepared to take on what's next in our career.
Yeah, that's right. You know, and maybe some people out there right now listening are at that point where they're thinking about, you know, their next step in their career.
Yeah.
Now, if that is you coming to U.S. staffing, let's talk about what that might look like.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you're a business leader looking to fill some vacant spots. Call us. We're currently sourcing team members at all levels for great companies in the area just like yours. Everyone from the production line worker up to the director level, we can help them. So, Ben, how can yep. people find us?
Yeah, if business leaders and potential team members want to talk with us, they can find us on Facebook at U.S. Staffing Agency. They can live chat with us on our website at usstaffingagency.com, or they can come into our Jackson location at 707 North Wisner.
We are open.
We are open.
The doors are open.
No longer by appointment only. Between Ganson and North Street there yep. on the east side, our phone number is 787-6150.
So what are you guys seeing for jobs?
We have a bunch, both here in Jackson and... In Hillsdale, Jonesville, Coldwater area.
Even out towards Manchester.
Yes.
So,
yep.
Lots of production jobs.
Agriculture is huge in Hillsdale County. So, yeah, a lot of light industrial jobs, a lot of agriculture jobs. We have some professional placement jobs that we've been placing.
It is a great time to switch jobs, if that's what you want.
100%.
Yeah. If you don't want to collect unemployment anymore.
Yeah.
Get up off the couch, come on into U.S. staffing, and we will set you up.
Just a few weeks away from that going away anyway. So
down on the countdown, that's right.
Yeah.
Phone number again?
Yep. 787-6150.